Praise the Lord, church. Such a sweet presence. I love being able to come to church and feel something when I get here. A lot of times I've been to services and maybe they were just having off nights or off days. I'm not for sure, but I've been to other places and I just don't quite feel like I feel when I'm here. And you can be seated this evening. Thank you to our worship team. I want to just bring, some of you may have heard this already. We put it out on the prayer chain, but I did not have a lot of details. Brother Edwin Forkpaw, we're partnering up with the church there in Liberia. He's preached behind this pulpit many, many times. Tragically passed away on Sunday morning. Actually, I think it was Sunday afternoon, about 2 o'clock, Liberian time. I talked with Edwin Forkpaw, Jr., and then I talked with Brother Stewart, who is one of the... Liberia is a nationalized work, so it's very much like here in the States. They have superintendents and presbyters and such, and I talked with Brother Stewart, who has very close ties to the... He used to be the superintendent there in Liberia. And I talked with him for a while yesterday, and he assures us that the church is in good hands. And they'll be letting us know more details as those details arise and as they find out more information. But we'll be letting you know that as we get more information. So just continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Liberia. Brother Stewart did assure me, he said, Brother Forkpaw has done a phenomenal work there. He's got 120 to 140 people, very solid church, and God is just doing a great work there in Liberia. And thank you to Calvary Gospel Church for helping make all of that possible. Now, we were planning, Brother Forkpaw had asked us to come over in February of 2026, for the dedication service. So I'm not for sure how all that's going to flow, how it's all going to work out, but we'll just deal with it as it comes, and we'll just let God be God. This is a message tonight. Some, we could take it personally. It's not designed for any one individual per se, but this is a message, I guess, to the body, and it's a hard message. You know, if we never experienced hurt, we would never know how to heal. And God is so good that he places us in a body, in fellowship with brothers and sisters that have traveled down some very difficult, bitter roads. We have a number of people in our congregation right now that are fighting some serious illnesses. We have Brother Carl Rabine and Brother Marvin Renvick and Sister Pam Carpenter, Sister Jeanette Thunder, Sister Christina McKnight, who's really struggling. And then, of course, our recent loss with Brother Madden Rossing. And sometimes it's difficult in times like this to trust God when you don't understand. So tonight, this is going to be kind of a very personal message. I guess you could say things that over the years, lessons that I have learned through life. Lessons I've learned in going through difficult situations with brothers and sisters. I want to just read from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 reads like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, So in all your ways, all your situations, all your circumstances, this is important as we get more into just some of these life lessons tonight. In all your ways, all your circumstances, all your difficulties, all your trials, all your troubles, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. I'm just going to say right off the bat, that when you read this scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. It's much easier said than done. You see, when we face trials and we can't seem to make sense of what God is doing or perhaps God's plan, trusting Him fully requires complete faith, complete trust, and complete surrender. And if we're looking for a quick answer, we must remember that God sees the full picture. God sees the beginning from the end. God knows everything. God just is, He's just on a different perspective, a different plane. We look for a quick answer, and God sees the full picture. And our understanding, we're frustrated because at times our understanding is so very limited. But yes, we must trust. We must trust. We must trust that He is sovereign, that He is good, and that He is working all things for our growth and for His glory. So tonight, for a few minutes, we're going to look into what the Bible teaches us about trusting in God when life doesn't make sense. So the first question I just want to ask, I've asked myself this question many times, why do I struggle to trust God and God's plan? It's very simple, really, and it's always been upon our desire, humanity's desire, for self-control and self-reliance. As humans, we often want to be in control and rely on our own abilities rather than trusting in God's plan for our lives. What does Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tell us? To trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's a challenge to do at times. We think we know best, and that if we just try hard enough, we can make life work out the way we want it to work out. But you see, ultimately, we are not in control. God is. And until we learn to surrender our will to His will, we will continue to struggle. When we walk by faith and not by sight, as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, trusting that God sees the full picture and knows what is best, even when we don't understand, we can experience freedom and peace that passes all understanding. As humans, many times, we would rather focus on our circumstances rather than God's character. This is one that I've struggled with. Focusing on our circumstances. Oftentimes we based our trust in God simply on our circumstances rather than focusing on His unchanging character. When circumstances are going well, when life is going good, it's easy to trust that God is good. But when difficult times come, when trials come, those difficult times we face, as many of us are facing tonight, we feel confused and we start to doubt. But the truth is that God is still that same loving, sovereign, wise, and good Father, even in the midst of all of our pain. As Romans 8:28 reminds us, and we know that in Him all things work together for good for those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. You see, God can even take the most difficult, hardest circumstances in our lives for our growth and refinement if we keep trusting in him. He promises to always be with us. We read in Deuteronomy 31:6 so that we can confidently surrender all of our circumstances to him. We have to understand that our limited earthly perspective makes it difficult for us to understand God's bigger plan. I have struggled so many times. I've sat down with so many of you that have gone through difficult times and losses and trying to understand God's bigger plans. Isaiah 55:8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts." I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful that God doesn't think how I think, that his thoughts are not my thoughts and his ways are not my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Again, we only see bits and pieces, little sound bites, little flashes here and there, but God sees the full picture. So why is walking by faith and not by sight, why is that so important? So that we have to understand that God allows suffering in our lives and in our world. I don't always understand why. I read this quite often, that if God loved us, then why all of the suffering, why all the pain, why are famines and hurricanes and all of these different things? But you see, we can trust in God. We can trust his heart and we can trust his character. As the author wrote, though the pain is great, the hurt is deep and the grief is long, God uses it all for good. If we trust him through it all, he will redeem it for his glory and for our good. Learning to trust God comes with time and with experience. As I sat down and began to just kind of struggle, I guess, a little bit with which direction to go, and I looked back at the last 20 years of my life, and I've had a lot of experiences in the last 20 years that I never thought I would have. But you see, with all of those experiences, I've had to learn. At times it's difficult, but I had to learn to trust God more and more and more. And as we reflect on how he's proven himself faithful time and time again, what happens is our trust continues to grow. When we surrender the areas of our life to his control and we see firsthand just exactly how he cares for us, our faith is strengthened. 1 Peter 5:7, Peter writes in his letter, "God invites us to cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us as we walk with him through all seasons. We learn he truly is trustworthy and can be relied on fully when we don't understand his ways." We can look into the scripture, into the Bible, and we can find examples of trust among great confusion. I think one of the best examples that we can find is Abraham. We know the story of Abraham. It's not something that the name is new to us, but Abraham trusting the promise of a son. God gave him a personal promise that he would be the father of a great nation. And even though he and his wife Sarah were very old and they didn't have any children of their own. It was 25 years from when God gave Abraham the promise to when God came through on the promise. Joseph, we know the story of Joseph maintaining his faith despite unfair treatment from his own brothers. Genesis 50 verse 20 says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." We can glean from this story that for every bad thing that happens, God can take and use it for something good. Bishop has taught us that over the years. Job trusting God, his goodness through his suffering. Job lost all of his wealth, possessions, his 10 children, all in one single day's time. Make matters worse, he endured painful health afflictions. Just can't imagine going through what Job went through. His friends told him that these sufferings must be a punishment for his sin. And his wife said, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" But Job, you couldn't budge his trust in God. What did he say? He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." God is so good. God is so good. Over the years, I've learned that at times I must simply accept my limited understanding of my present circumstances. I found out that humility is an essential ingredient to trusting God amid in the middle of confusion and hurt. We must acknowledge with our finite minds that we cannot fully grasp God's intentions and God's ways. Isaiah 55, 8, 9 says, "God's thoughts and his ways are higher than ours." But yet in all of this, God invites you and I. This is such an amazing thing about God. His ways are higher than ours. He's such a different level than we are, yet he invites us into a relationship with him. Therefore, we can boldly yet humbly ask God to grant us clarity and grant us wisdom and comfort when we feel that we are in the dark. Sometimes we need, this is something that I've learned over the last 20 years, sometimes we need to seek God over explanations. I remember, and I'm not trying to just tit for tat with emotions tonight. This is just us here. This is family. I remember when my brother Steve tragically took his own life. We struggled as a family. You know, it's hard to be strong in your struggle. I watched my father, which was pastoring this church at the time, my mother, and I watched them try to be strong. And I knew they were just so hurting, so crushed inside, trying to deal with it and wrap your minds around it. We struggled as a family to try to make sense of all of this, just like many of you here tonight, whatever your situation is. You may be struggling to try to figure out or make sense of all of this. But just listen to me, please. Trying to logically understand what seems to be God's confusing plan, and hear out this statement, often leads to more frustration. God's plan sometimes can just simply be confusing to us. And we can't understand them because we can't see both ends of the plan. We can't see the hurt and pain that may have been, that may not have to have happened. We can't see all of that. But God sees all of that. And sometimes God's plan seems confusing to us, and it leads us to more frustration. And we can pour our hearts out to God, and then we prayerfully ask Him to show us where He is at work in our situation. There are going to be so many questions that you will never have an answer for. I remember talking with Brother Ben, dealing with the loss of his wife, Stephanie, and I hope this is okay, Brother Ben, but we've talked about this openly so many times, so many questions. Why God? Why God? Why God? I don't know why. And to this day, God hasn't revealed, hasn't said anything, and as far as I know, He has not let Brother Ben know. We may never know. But it's imperative. And this is one thing that Brother Ben has brought up in his last message. It's imperative that we focus on God's proven faithfulness. God is faithful. God is faithful. Remember, we must remember how God has guided us in the past. And that guidance in the past cultivates a confidence that He will continue to guide us into our future. We don't read much from Lamentations, but Lamentations has a pretty good verse. Lamentations 2, or verse 3, 22 and 23, paraphrasing, God's loving kindness never ceases and His mercies never end. They are new every morning, every morning, every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Reflecting on previous challenges, overcoming prayers that are go answered or unanswered, blessings that are undeserved, promotes a gratitude and a deeper trust in God. And this fuels faith. That if God has carried us this far, He will continue to carry us. He will remain faithful. God is a God you can depend on. Remember years ago, Brother Dan Powell's not here tonight, but he's kind of our resident 1980s music guy. A song, it was, I think, the group Imperials, many of you have heard that. That was kind of like, they sang a song, and it has the verses, He didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. And He didn't build His home in us to move away. And He didn't lift us up to let us down. If God has carried us this far, church, He's going to make sure we get to the end of this. We have to surrender, and I'm wrapping this up, and our musicians can come. We must surrender control to the Lord every day. You see, attempting to cling to control in the middle of chaos can just be exhausting. I've seen people go through tragedies and they try to maintain control of everything through every step, and it wears them down. Matthew 11:28, Jesus invites us to give Him our heavy burdens so He can give us rest. So if you're going through a trial tonight and you're struggling tonight, I just want to encourage you to, at the end of every day, maybe you have to do this multiple times a day. I found out there are times in life I've had to just stop multiple times and just say, Lord, I've got to get rid of this frustration that I'm feeling right now. And I just have to give it to you. At times, our questions and oftentimes our demands to God, we have to surrender those frustrations to God. And he will give us that peace that passes all understanding. We allow his peace to guard our hearts and our minds. We must trust God by walking in faith and obedience. So we have to understand that God doesn't always give us a detailed roadmap of our life. There are times I've asked God. I had a conversation today with a brother from another church, a pastor. And I said, you know, wouldn't it be nice if God would just give us the details of life? Sometimes he allows us to follow him. Oftentimes we follow him without knowing where the destination or where we're going. However, we can trust that God sees the full picture and he lovingly leads us down the very best path that he has for us. It may not be the path that we chose, but you understand something. We don't know what the alternative path may have been. Rather than relying on our limited perspective, the wise choice is to wait patiently on the Lord for his clear direction with empowerment. And he promises to renew our strength when we put our hope in him. So as we stand tonight, lessons learned through life, trusting God when you don't understand, trusting God completely when life doesn't make sense, requires humility and faith. By focusing on his loving, sovereign character, it is easiest for us to accept our often very limited understanding and perspective. But we must choose daily to surrender. We must choose daily to surrender our need to understand everything. We want to know everything. We want to know the answers to the hows and the whys. And we have to obey God despite our fears or our confusion and keep walking in faith. We have to believe that he is good and working out all things for our growth and for his glory. Church, God is so good. God is so faithful. As our worship team just leads us into a song of worship here, I just want to open up this altar. Maybe you want to go to a brother or sister. Put your arms around them, pray with them, sing with them, worship with them. Let's keep trusting God, even when we don't understand. Let's keep trusting God, even when we feel like we're in the dark. Because God knows where we're going. God bless you.